Are you ready, Kafmo?
Aba shaba na babalu.
He's an actor. A film director.
Say hello to my little friend!
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this place.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a.
Mina ni out of the casting, can we promote a magang as his norms and just give a speech? Hello, nice, hello, nice, Chef Gunjan.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Happy Wednesday! Happy Wednesday! And you guys know this is Kagiso Modupi, aka Kagmo, and the show is called Unleashed on CliffCentral.com. And you know that's where we just hang out and, you know, we just talk about things that you guys don't want to talk about in your relationships. But as usual, we always just have our celebrity guests that are going to hash it out. And we just talk about anything that you guys are afraid to talk about. It's Cliff Central, baby. And it's Wednesday. And it's Unleashed on CliffCentral.com. And you know you can catch the podcast on CliffCentral.com. So call your friends. Call everybody who's in the office. And use the free Wi-Fi. All right? Don't be scared to use the free Wi-Fi. You won't get fired. That's why they said it was free. All right, today's topic, we're talking about a very sensitive thing, and I think it's going to be very sensitive for guys who are in the industry because they feel it the most. And most people, you know, who are not in the industry, they think, or, you know, things are just sailing smoothly. But there's a lot that we go through behind the scenes and even in our relationships. So today we are talking about the things that put a strain on your relationship when you are in the industry. If you're an actor, if you're a musician, if you're somebody that travels a lot, there's some strain that this puts on your relationship. So if you are in the industry, or if you're doing a career that too much and you're everywhere, and you know, just send us a voice note and tell us, or what kind of strain does that put on your relationship? You know the number. Just send us a voice note and we can have a chat with you. But ladies, I have to say this: we've got some interesting guys today in studio, you know. And I think if you guys go into our Instagram, you will see the kind of guys that we hang out with, the hot guys that we're hanging out with. The studio is very hot in here. It's getting hot in here. I tell you, Vanessa, my content producer, she can't even hold herself, you know. She can't hold herself. So, you know what we're talking about today? We're talking about the things that put the strains that, you know, in your relationship, the things that your career puts. What are we talking about? My English today is just gone, eh?
The strain that works puts on your relationship.
The strain, it's like a tongue twister. Yeah, pita, peta, pata, pata, pita, peta, pata, pata. Yeah, we're talking about the strains that your work can put on your relationship. Send us a voice note. The number is 078-540-4313. And we're coming back with these cool guys after this.
CliffCentral.com.
How's that, eh? Yeah, we are back. Like I said, we're hanging out with a very cool duo. You know, these guys are doing hip hop and they're new in the industry. But I tell you, these guys are too hot. You know, the one calls himself 2020. Uh-huh. And the one with is a Castino.
Yo.
And together they call themselves Stinoli 2020.
Yeah.
Right, Stinoli 2020. Yeah, what's up, gents? All the way from Bloemfontein, man.
Hey, man, we haven't slept.
Yeah.
We were discussing that. We haven't slept, but you know, the work, you know, must happen. You know, we got to do the work. But thank you so much, Cliff Central and Dake.
Yeah.
You know, the lady, beautiful lady, for having us. Thank you for the coffee, too. I need it.
You know, how about Dake? You know, you're older. You're like,
from where
isn't it like that? Yeah,
it's like a form of respect.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I cannot say like Kahis or like.
Just straight up. Like
that. Yeah.
Like, nah. I just got to show respect and. Be grateful that you
come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever you say, whatever you say. That's what I learned in the industry, that, you know, traveling around.
Yeah.
If you're in Bloom, you know, there's a way that they speak and you got to adjust to it, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And when you are in Mpumalanga, you got to adjust. Because Rona, I know in Bloom, they say Laitiak, right? Yeah. Hola Laitiak, hola Laitiak. Yeah. But this side, like Laitiak is like, ah, man. No. Yeah, you're like nothing, yeah. Bloemfontein, stand up. Tell us about Bloem, man.
Man, Bloem is such a fantastic place, but it's so small, you know, and you get to a point where everybody knows everybody, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it gets there once you go to the places
yeah.
there. You become a regular, but it's fantastic. I love it. The people there are great. The people there are very real, I must say.
They're roses.
Yeah,
they're roses.
With real form.
They're from Bloemfontein.
And they're so happy that we're doing these moves, man. We're not okay, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We've been coming to Joburg. We had a couple of interviews and everybody just listens there, man.
Yeah.
And I really just want to thank them. Like, I don't think we thank them enough.
Yeah.
I just want to really thank the city, because go to our city and ask for Stino Litwini. Everybody.
All right. You know, like you saying that, like you saying that, because obviously people are listening on radio.
Yeah.
Which one is Castino?
I'm Castino.
You're Castino.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I am 2020.
And I am 2020. Like, yeah. Listen to that voice. That 2020 is like 2020.
Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta know.
It's that award voice.
Yeah.
And the nominees are.
Yo.
Yeah.
You find that in our music too, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember who was that? Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature.
Right? Yeah. Do people refer to you as like Naughty by Nature sometimes?
Sometimes, you know, because the voice is a little bit old school.
Yeah.
But
he's
I mean,
an OG,
yeah.
I can't help it. It's my voice.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. All right. So, how did you guys meet, man? Let's talk about that.
Wow, man.
Did you grow up together or
no,
how did this happen?
Let me tell you how everything started. Okay, so I came to study in Joburg after I finished school.
Yeah.
And I was here in Joburg trying to push my media studies. I was actually studying advertising.
Yeah.
And at the time when I left Bloem still an artist, still doing great things. But now I needed to branch out via my first year because, you know, we're in Joburg now. We got to do big things.
Yeah.
But then I lost my crown in the city to my boy,
yeah,
Castino, the
yeah,
hero.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I come back to the city once. I came to visit my fam, and the whole city was bumping this
yeah.
guy.
They're like, hey, Hunale Castino.
Hunale Castino.
Hunale Castino. That went away.
It went away.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you go home you're thinking you're going to get love, and people are telling you, I call na boy.
Yeah.
Wele. There's a new king out here and he's killing.
Yeah.
So I met him at his launch. He was dropping a mixtape called The Author.
Yeah.
I go to his launch. I meet the dude. I met him. He was so, you know, when you meet someone that's so used to greeting people.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted to tell him, like, dude, like, do you know that you're on top of me? He looked at me like he didn't even know me. That's when I knew.
Yeah.
That I've met my boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I was like, all right,
listen
cool.
to the bromance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen yeah, to the bromance.
He was a cool guy. And, I didn't stay for his launch because I felt a little bit.
Yeah.
Intimidated, because I was like, now I'm coming to watch this guy, then I'm gonna fan out for him, and then people are watching me fan out for this guy. It's just not a good look for rap.
Yeah.
So I decided to leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'll holler at the boy some other time. Yeah, and I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, man. And yeah. My boy hollered at me like, yo, man, we need to work.
Yeah.
I have a studio at the crib.
Yeah.
You know, I went to his crib and I met his brothers.
Yeah.
Who are now my brothers.
Yeah.
We live together now.
Yeah.
You know, so the music has really pushed our friendship too. You know, and
to family, to brotherhood.
Family,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
I mean? And that's why we actually taken it this serious.
I want to ask them, there's something that you said that's very interesting
mm-hmm.
about you left.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
you came to Joburg.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
when you went back, did it feel like people have forgotten about you?
It felt like that.
All right, so because I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of artists who come from the Free State, because I go to the Free State a lot.
Yes, sir.
And they feel like the only way they can make it is by coming to Joburg. Do you guys feel that's the case?
You know, like when we started this music mission, we're not the case.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't want to say I don't want to live in Joburg, but I really have that little aloma, like I'm afraid. You know, it might, yeah. Like I hear stories like, yo, Gauteng dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know?
But
there's nothing dangerous. I, yeah, just, yeah, the, it's just some girls around here. You know, those are the dangerous ones. UJ, stand up. That's the only thing that's dangerous. Yeah.
But, you know, one of our missions is to actually bring the industry, take the industry to Bloom.
Yeah.
Get a Samro building in Bloom.
Yeah.
You know, get like a SABC building in Bloom.
Well,
you know,
you've got an SABC building in Bloom, which is cool. But yeah. I always say, you know, what do you think is a stumbling block for that to happen? Because you're not the first ones to come out of Bloom. You know, you're right. I mean, we've had 101. Can I get my that girl? The sexy girl.
I forgot her name.
Yeah. Tavi or something like that, right? Yeah, but you've had a lot of people come from the Free State. Your Prestons,
Yeah.
So what do you think is the problem from, you know, the stumbling block in us achieving having Bloom be established like how KZN is, like how Gauteng is?
I think it's because as artists from Bloom, we end up not respecting the place itself, and the people from there, they have a limiting type of thinking. Like,
yeah,
you can only achieve to this point and then that's it for you, you know, until you get recognized by another province. And then it's like, now you're a completely brand new person.
Yeah.
You see, that's the stumbling block, because as a Free State artist, there's not a lot of people that listen to the type of music that you do. If you do gospel, you'll definitely blow up, but you won't blow up the way we want to blow up. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kakospeli, you can literally go to a taxi rank, Free State, and sell your stuff and actually go platinum or gold. But you can't do that if you do Afro pop, if you do hip hop or anything like that, you know. So just that stage of balancing things.
I want to go deeper into this thing. Do you guys think that the government, you know, the Department of Arts and Culture is not supporting artists from the Free State the way that they're supposed to? Because for me, I see sometimes when we say Department of Arts and Culture, it's just concerts.
Yeah.
Right? What about working with talent like this?
You know, I don't want to talk bad about our government and everything, but I really
feel, cuz you're
like,
still sucking up.
You know what I mean? and I really feel like it's just like the industry. Like if you can actually check out the industry in America.
Yeah.
That industry is big, and the form of artists and the artistry is small, so it caters for everyone, you know. So we come back here to Joburg.
Yeah.
You see, the industry in Joburg is big, it caters for everyone. Now you go to Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
You know, Bloemfontein, everybody, just like 20 said, they limit you, you know what I mean? And when it comes to the government, it seems like you should do something properly nationwide first.
Yeah.
In order for them to actually,
so which means that you are agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Look, before we took Joburg seriously, yeah, it had to start somewhere.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and it's so it's frustrating the fact that for me to go nationwide, I need your help, but for you to help me, I need to go nationwide.
Yeah, because then when you blow up, then they say you must give back to the community.
That time, the whole city didn't even do nothing. They stopped me.
I really don't want to name drop or anything, but Prince KB, our Prince KB from Free State, everybody on Twitter was like, yo, Prince KB puts Dinole 20 on.
Yeah.
Prince KB do this to the city, for the city.
Yeah.
You know? And the way that guy is so genuine and honest, brutally honest, it seemed like he was so
arrogant.
Harsh,
but he was telling the truth.
He was telling the truth. Man, I had it rough.
Yeah.
With no help.
Yeah.
The help that you can get right now, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, as much as I'm going to push
you. So, how do I even give back?
Yeah, you know, as much as.
Because you give back what you got.
Yeah. As much as I'm going to push you, meet me halfway.
Yeah.
Show me what I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's simply those kind of things. That's why we hustling like this.
We're hanging out with Castinoli 2020. And the show is called Unleashed, and it's on cliffcentral.com. And I know that we still want to talk about, you know, our topic for today. But I feel like there's something stronger here, something that we need to hash out first, you know. So we'll start talking about our topic in the next 15 minutes. But for now, we're hanging out with Stiloli 2020, all the way from Bloemfontein. It's a hip-hop duo. Their song is out. It's called Run, and we'll be back after this.
Yeah.
How they really need us. On a honey like a fever. It's getting deeper and deeper. They're getting weaker and weaker. Got class like teachers. No hands they feel us. No hands they feel us. Why they betting on me for? Why I'm killing with G for? We the bomb like C4. Why depending on me for? Cause mama say I'm a man with a team. Got the keys, got the keys. Got them all, just the kids. Give them keys, let them in. Yeah, let them in. No hands they feel us, no hands they do. Oh my God, it's true. Yeah, they seen the proof. What is there to prove? What is there to do? Yeah, I know they knew. If they think they do, true. Daddy told me to be good. Mama told me do it right. TV told me I'ma blow, and I'ma do it overnight. Little bro tired of driving. Little bro wanna fly. Cash flies all the time. Yeah. So I put it work till it hurt, till I die in the dirt, in the fam. I'm the first that didn't make it. Said I'm cursed, so I put it in the verse. Put the song in my hearse, cause I hit him where it hurts. Live the dream, I deserve that. I used to work for the whites, got them boy for the neighbors. Man, I did it for the paper, turn a lover to a hater. Damn, you know why? Cause I swallow my pride. I know my worth, and it hurts that you don't. What the fuck? What you heard? We number one, we did it first, we the first, damn it.
We're still hanging out with Castinoli 2020.
Gee.
Yeah.
name. Yeah. Okay.
And please go back to Kokazi 2020. Just get the twang. Get the twang, you know what I mean?
You gotta get the twang.
What 2020 in Chataka, Castino Ginchaka. It's Castino. And 2020. Yeah. We hang out with the guys and, you know, we're just, talking about the new hot single. It's called Run. And, we're also going to talk about our topic today and is the strain that your career can put on your relationship. So send us your voice notes. You know, the number is 078-540-4313, but we still want to talk more, with, Castino Lee 2020. I can just see the CD cover. It's a long Castino Lee 2020. Yeah, like who gets the most girls?
Castino.
No, 2020.
2020
oh,
is the
okay. Yeah.
The hero.
The hero.
Superman.
Because you left.
I left. I had to rebuild myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did that very well. Shout out to my boy for the help. But I did that very, 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 very well.
And amongst the girls, that's what you're saying.
No.
Yeah, are you guys in relationships?
Yes, I am. I have to admit that.
I'm new. You just hit a year with me, girl. Congrats.
Nice.
Thank you very much. I mean, that's what we do. Yeah.
It's anniversary.
I'm like 3-4 months in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to behave myself.
You're trying to behave.
I'm really trying to because I'm so used to being single.
Yeah.
That I really have to try.
So what is it that you know people say I'm trying? Because trying is an action, right?
Yes.
So what is it that you're doing? Is trying to behave yourself. What is it that you're doing to behave yourself?
My action is to try.
What is the action to try?
My girl is very happy with me, you know, and.
No, we know that. Yeah, we know that's why she's still with you.
Judging from how I lived, she could tell that I'm trying to change.
So what are you doing?
I got it right, and
being in a relationship for 4 months, the time frame doesn't really say much. It's the action.
The fact that I'm still in there.
Yeah, that's what counts.
That's what counts.
Castino, that's what counts.
You know, to be honest, it's really kind of difficult.
It really is.
Do girls influence your music?
Yes.
Is it all the time?
It depends what kind of artist you are.
Yeah, someone said, you know, in order for you to blow up as a hip hop artist, you gotta talk about Matlokwa Hao.
No, not
like
really.
You gotta be sad at some point. Is that true?
Yeah, you really.
I feel like you need to show
a
that.
Hustle and Bloemfontein never looked for me.
I mean, people have heard hustle before, you know, but I feel like right now people are so ready for like the real stories. There's so much happening.
Yeah.
Women are disappearing. Women are being abused.
Yeah.
You know, homies are being killed by women too.
The city's depressed.
You know, the city's depressed. It's just depressed. The country in general. Yeah. It's just depressed. So, as a man, we never really talk about things that hurt you because munahalle, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and you believe that, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I mean, I do believe
you're a cry ass baby.
No, listen.
Yeah.
If you finna cry as a man, go do it in the shower.
Go do it in the shower.
Do not see your own tears, homie.
Yeah.
You know, that's just gonna make things worse. Go cry in the shower.
I'm gonna take that.
I have this strong belief that, you know, crying helps in getting out of a relationship as the same person that you got into.
Yeah,
straight up.
Well, you haven't experienced that because you are new
I dated before, you know.
And you got your heart broken?
Ooh.
I thought you were the heartbreaker.
That's what happened for me to be the heartbreaker.
You're like, you know what? Yeah, hit first.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just feel...
Yeah.
It's like that. We're not that kidding.
I want to talk about this thing. I want to talk about... We got 5 minutes before we get into our topic. I want to talk about... Take us through your music.
Stino Lee 20.
Yeah.
Both individual artists.
Yeah.
We're dropping a mixtape called Individually a Duo. So we at the same time a duo. Red Man and Method Man.
Andre and Big Boy.
Okay, all right.
So what I was saying is, Castino, I'm like deep into raps.
Yeah.
And my boy is deep into melodies. He has that voice, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
So we fused our sounds, you know, as different artists and came up with a new sound, which is Stino Lee 20.
Okay, I want to hear what rap and
and melodies,
and melodies sound like. Yeah. Okay. You want to hit us with something?
Okay.
While you guys think about it, I'll do it. Melodies. My rapper. All right,
I could give you
a scenario now, and then you guys rap about it. I can make this difficult.
No, don't make it. Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying
I wanted to do Rico Suave.
Okay.
You know, but then there you not rap.
I can sing, by the way, but I can also say
do what you gotta do. Represent Bloom.
But then again, I'm fathering my peers with my circle around the block, so what goes around comes around like a sphere. I disappear in a drop top Monza, just to make it clear that I analyze the game like Mkonza. Hold up, that was a stupid flow. I'm trying to make my point like a cupid throw. A statutory rape the beat like I'm in a pubic cola hat trick. All my ucking music goals, I really thought that you should know that I'm really fantastic. A gangster in my paradise like Coolio. Try to play my point like a movie though it's a person called Julio. I can't do it on top.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
On the melody side. Money, 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 money bags. I need a lot of racks. I've been grinding my whole life. I've been grinding my whole life. Money, 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 money bags. I need a lot of racks. I've been grinding my whole life. I've been grinding my whole life. Acid on the beat, roger that. These bees getting heart attacks. Can't get kicks, new jeans, fresh white tees with a fade. That's a F-boy starter pack.
Yeah. I got one. Can I try one? Can I try one? Why can't I try one? Yeah? No. I've been tapping my whole life.
Yeah, that's on the
stage. Yeah. You know what I mean? We've been tapping our whole life. All right. So that's you guys coming together. You got your album out. You know, it's a mixtape.
It's on iTunes.
What's the difference? I mean, explain this to the normal Joe in the streets.
A mixtape.
Is it different from an album?
It's different from an album.
Yeah.
An album is more like commercial songs, more radio viable songs,
more constructive.
And more like it's a concept. It's like a storybook. That's like an album. We stick into the concept. Whereas by a mixtape, I can just throw in songs I did in 2012.
Yeah. And just throw them in.
It's like a compilation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a mixtape is all about how I think music should go, you know?
Yeah.
Different sounds, so what you think about that, what you think when I'm singing, what you think when I'm just rapping in vernac, what you think.
Yeah,
so I know what to do on an album.
Yeah.
So the plan is to get an album.
The plan is
to go gold and platinum on albums.
Yeah.
That really is the plan.
Are you guys already going on tour or what?
Not on tour, but are we trying to do a free state tour?
Yeah. So it is a tour.
Yeah.
But right? So you're going on tour.
We haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Like, we've been to most of the places, like, you know, Dikigitsebo, Velko, you know, stuff like that. We perform.
And I'm sorry, can I touch on that?
Yeah.
It's so crazy how small towns from Free State that we don't even know love us. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We were at
Fixburg.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The whole street.
Because that sounded almost like you said, oh my God, oh my God, the whole street. Yeah.
I'm talking about the whole street.
Yeah.
It was pandemonium.
It was crazy.
We had
little kids, like super young kids coming out. You know, rapping our lyrics to us. And I got a little bit embarrassed because some of the stuff that I say, like now,
saying,
a bit, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, but it was wonderful.
Do you think about that when you do music?
Now I want to
touch on that. Yeah, the artists are cool, Free State. Because I love this whole thing. I mean, Motswako made it, you know?
Yeah.
And the Durban guys made it. But I feel like Motswako also kind of lost it.
Yeah.
you know, because of unity. For me, I feel like there was like a competition amongst the guys themselves. Yeah. I mean, I'm working now with a lot of guys in Pretoria, you know, via my piano vibes, because that's what I'm chasing and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I also see like, Kare, it's like a competition or whose song is on radio and who's going to make it first. Do you guys feel like there's competition amongst yourselves? Like, I mean, I know artists,
I really feel like that.
There's a lot of hip-hop artists, right?
I like the fact that you made an example, Kaha Motswako Cats, you know. The difference between us and them is they worked with Unity first.
Yeah.
Then when after they got successful, they...
And then they split, yeah. You
know? In Bloom, just like you said, Take, it's all about who makes it first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me...
So that they can come back to the hood and look,
That's so unnecessary, you know. And we tried this Unity thing and it never worked. Till we actually got selfish and now we own Cliff Central.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like that. It's the mentality that... It's cemented in our minds that we gotta make it first. Everyone in there,
because I've met a lot of hip hop artists from Bloom, and I think there were awards as well, right?
Yeah,
it's like these awards, Golden Bean Awards. Yeah. How's that going?
Nah, it's going well. We actually won Best Newcomer.
Yeah,
yeah. Now recently, but we didn't go to the awards. I think we're busy in Joburg doing something.
Yeah.
Problem is we didn't know about the awards.
How can we fix that? Are these awards a money-making thing? Because it could be an event. I could be given money to host these awards and just keep them
guinea pusher.
Yeah, just like a tender.
Perhaps.
Yeah,
perhaps.
You know what I mean?
We'll never know.
It's not even only the artists that need backup from the government.
Yeah.
Also, those people who are in charge for the Golden Beans, they also need funding.
Yeah.
You get like... people that work on community radio stations, they need funding too, and everybody's so super talented.
Yeah,
it's so sad that we don't even have the resources, you know.
Yeah,
but the crazy thing that's stopping us from shining, all of us, is greediness, man.
Would it help if the SABC had, you know, like recording studios go to the SABC studios in Bloom?
They do have it, they're just too expensive for a normal Bloom person. You know, I think it's like $550 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit steep, you know, because if you check the people that are making music, they're kids.
Some
of them are students, you know, it's, you got to have...
So here we are, we're saying City of Bloemfontein, we're saying, you know, the Free State, we believe in your artists. I believe in the artists. I've been to Free State. Yeah, I've taught the Free State. Mm-hmm. I've worked with one of the most talented people from the Free State, you know, Mapaseka Kwetle. Mm-hmm. And having to hear her story, or Orobetsuko training, having to come this side and hustle, you know, until today, I look at that and I'm like, okay, but what is the city giving her now? Because she's really holding up the flag, and she's not the first one. There was Benbo, Tony Khoroge, all those guys who came from, you know.
Yeah.
What did the city do for them? And your artists are crying, and they're saying that, do something, bring the prices down. We're not saying we want things for free, but we're saying start working with the youth, because there's a lot of talent that comes from... We can't just wait for Clash of the Choirs we want to vote and now push people to vote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And want to climb on the back on the bandwagon, right? That's what we say.
I just want to say to everybody in Bloom, it's not even about talking bad about the city.
No.
We just really want to stand up all together, because everybody's ready.
Yeah.
Everybody's making shirts. Everybody's making hoodies. Everybody's just on their grind, man.
So how do we take that nationwide? How do we take that internationally?
We were even with this girl that acted on Mobango. I think it was Bali.
Yeah.
She was so
angry. I went to school with
Gam. She was so angry, like, we're making music with her now.
Yeah.
And she was so angry that...
Is she still sexy?
Yeah.
Hey, Kamu, shout out to you, man. I'll show you a picture of me and Kamu.
She's still beautiful.
Okay.
She's still pretty. She's still pretty.
Yeah.
She's just that age, you know.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Hey,
she was making an example of... She was the only girl from the Free State in Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
Every day, 9 p.m. on SAB. Can I say it?
Yeah.
On SABC.
This is Cliff Central. You can say anything you want to say.
On SABC 2. And
she was complaining on how the city didn't acknowledge that
one bit.
Nothing. Every day, nothing. 9 p.m. Yeah. SABC 2 back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we can do better, man.
And that's what I'm talking about. Because, and that's like, I've had to interact with a lot of guys from the Free State, and especially from Bloemfontein. And what I realized is that the city is not taking care of its youth. Indeed. And your youth is perishing. We're coming back with Castino Lit 2020, and we're going to be start talking about our topic for today. And send us your voice notes. We're talking about how your work can put a strain on your relationship. The number is 078-540-4313, and we are back after this.
CliffCentral.com.
The show is called Unleashed on CliffCentral.com. You can download the podcast on CliffCentral.com. We're hanging out with Castino Lit 2020, and we're just talking politics, and we're talking the music. But their new single is out. They've got so much love from the Free State, and not just from Bloemfontein, but from the whole of the Free State. So, you know, check out their new single. It's called Run. And where do we find it?
You find Run everywhere. It's on iTunes. It's on YouTube. It's on Deezer. It's on Spotify. It's on Shazam. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. So go out and get it. But today we're talking about our topic. I mean, our topic is how your work can put a strain on your relationship.
Yeah.
You guys are on the streets all the time.
Almost all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Almost.
You are in a year relationship.
Yes, sir.
Awena kasdina rubali.
No, no. Don't take me serious. I'm gonna push this to 4 years.
Awena rubali.
But
let's talk about. Let's talk. Let's be frank about our industry.
Yeah.
Especially the music industry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of girls. There's a lot. I mean, when I moved from you know, not even moved, but when I branched into music, I realized even with parties, we have awards and runata runadinale order, you know, there's the red carpet and there's ing, but then with music, there's people that you don't even know, there's girls that you don't even know, skimpy dresses, ing. I mean, I was even told, hey, stay, don't talk to that girl, she right? So
I'm gonna tell you,
how does that happen in how are your relationship still going?
Alright, let me start with me seeing like I'm the one that's been pushing this for a year.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of that, you know, especially for a guy my age, for a guy that's doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
How old are you? I'm 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she is?
And she is 21 or 2.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think 20.
2020, yeah. Something, yeah.
Yeah, she's 21. I think let me give it to you like this. There's a lot of girls.
Yeah.
That is really the truth, okay? And as a guy that wasn't liked by girls, because you really need to go back in a guy's life as character-wise, you know.
Yeah.
You go from being liked, I'm sorry to say this, girls, and this is really the truth. Homies do rate you out of 10. It's really the truth. Okay, so now, you go from always having a girl that's like a 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then now today you're dealing with girls that are like a 7 and a 10 or 7 and a 9.
Or a 12 out of 10.
Or 11.
Yeah.
You know, or 20.
It's
heavy. You know. And then now you have your girlfriend now, which is a strong 9.
Yeah.
Strong 8. Strong 9. You know?
Yeah. Or maybe a strong 3.
You're in a different league.
But I'm saying, you know, some of you guys obviously jump into relationships while you into the industry while you have your person.
Yeah.
And back then maybe she was a strong 4. Now you're dealing with a 20.
So now you're meeting tens now. You're meeting like hot girls by 5, giddy 10 girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like all these girls are super hot. Obviously, if your girlfriend is there, the insecurities start to show up.
Yeah.
Meaning now she's bringing this doubt cloud into the relationship.
Yeah.
Or this I don't trust you cloud into the relationship.
Yeah.
That's a strain already.
Yeah.
Because in her mind, she's thinking, if I'm with this guy and
there's already 10 girls that are asking for pictures.
Yeah.
That want to sit next to him.
Yeah.
That want, I must pour them a drink or something like that.
Yeah.
And do this and do that. And, you know, it's all friendly and stuff. But, I mean, I know as women, they don't see none of that as friendly, you know. And I understand. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, but already that creates something. It creates, like, a cloud of doubt and trust issues, you know.
Yeah.
Now you're going to Lesotho now.
Yeah.
I mean, you are not taking your girl with.
Once you go Lesotho, you can't never come back.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with the Lesotho girl right
now. All right. So, so you are gone.
I'm dealing with an international.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not even about that, okay? It's all for me. It's all about. I don't want to make girls cheap and say I give chances.
Yeah. Know,
But
Nazo.
You know, but at the same time,
yeah,
a girl really likes you.
Yeah.
And a girl really sees your life and what you do
yeah.
so beneath her. And that's what you talk about first, because when I normally start my relationship,
yeah.
the first thing that comes is trust issues because of what I do.
Yeah.
But now you happen to deal with a girl that really genuinely likes you.
Yeah.
And she really tells you that what you do is so beneath me. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And with every relationship comes problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And with me, because I mean, like, I'm only starting my relationship
yeah.
now, it's always that. What we talk about in the beginning suddenly changes. And I'm not saying,
yeah.
give me room
yeah.
to actually date or do what I do. Don't
yeah.
give me,
but things
just,
change.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
and you spoke about it from the beginning. You're like, hey, listen, this yeah, is what I yeah. do. This is what it comes with.
Yeah,
and then know. Things change.
And it seems like.
Is it okay if it changes?
No.
No, it's not
it's
okay.
It's not okay. It seems like. It seems, yeah. like, it seems like. No.
And then the passionate level, no.
It's wrong.
Tell you why it's not okay.
Are you allowed to change? Because there's certain things that look in relationships. There's what we call growth, right?
Yeah.
Right. We, yeah. you know, I've been married for 11 years. She's not the same woman that you know I was with in the beginning. There are certain changes that have been there. So I'm saying, are we allowed to change?
We definitely allowed to change.
So she's allowed to change, right?
She's allowed to change. But let me
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah.
Right now. Let me make an example, Kawena,
yeah.
with your 11-year marriage.
Yeah.
It was hustle.
Yeah.
It was breakthrough.
Yeah.
It was success.
Yeah.
Y'all changed together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm still on the hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
So and don't change before we get to the next phase.
No, please. Now you, yeah. now you coming to me.
Yes, says the man. It's been in for 1 year. Like, can we please not change? Yeah.
Now, please don't tell me who to talk to and not to talk to because of your personal vendettas.
Okay, I'm gonna take sides a little bit because
you know
I know
what,
we've got
you know
a little
what,
bit
let
of
tell
time.
You, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you know what? I cannot afford to have anybody in my bad books right now.
Yeah.
At all.
Now you have a personal vendetta with a girl. I have to be. Give us moon when she talks to me because my girl has a personal vendetta.
Yeah.
The same girl that we spoke about. That
yeah.
These things are going to happen.
Yeah.
You told me how they so beneath you.
We should have started this topic earlier.
Now.
So that's personal.
Now,
yeah.
because I showed you that I can be someone apart from Castino. You fall in love
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
And every time you treat it as that.
Yeah. And you've forgotten about Castino. Now you're looking
the
at...
The person you talk to. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And I don't like that because my plan wasn't to change.
Yeah.
You know, my plan was to treat you with the utmost respect that I can.
Yeah.
Now, if girls are coming to me, my way, and you have a personal vendetta with one of them, I can't do anything as your man.
Bona he. Kalbona la ventai. Kalbona la ventai. How do we fix that?
Let me
like, what do you guys do to counter that and to still maintain a good, happy relationship?
All right. Let me tell you what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of listening.
Yeah.
I feel like... honestly,
yeah.
I really feel like I'm the greatest listener of all time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not even just about... what has happened
yeah.
or her changing or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really something that she's saying to you that
yeah.
you're not hearing it because you are just, your mind is still there on, but unane, like how you are just thinking about these girls and whatnot.
Yeah.
What she's actually saying to you is that
dude, I need to feel your trust. It's not taba yao, I'm always reassuring you of this particular thing. Like, dude, nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Really.
Nothing is happening.
Just take my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't have to be like that all the time. It's just a matter of you listening to your girl and understanding, okay, this is how my girl wants us to do things.
Yeah.
And then you get creative with it to show her that this is now effort.
Then how do you draw the line? Because then, you know, sometimes when that happens is you hand over the power.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I tell you how you draw the line?
How do you? Yeah, because the thin line now between that, and because then she might just say, you know what? I want to go on tour with you.
Yeah. Now I have to tell you this, and I don't want to tell you this.
Yeah.
My shawty might be listening, but let me tell you this. I'm an honest person.
Yeah.
I'm very honest. In fact, my girl says sometimes I'm insensitive.
Yeah.
You know? But it's because I feel like if you don't hear it that way, then you don't understand it the way I'm telling it.
Yeah.
So what I said to her is that I have like four tries of everything, like four strikes.
On
the fourth strike, it's done.
Born, okay?
And it's not a threat.
Yeah.
It's not in. Like I said, we can't always be arguing
about
the same thing all the time. And it doesn't change. It's this one constant thing that I've always been winning.
Yeah.
And this is the fourth time I'm winning it.
Yeah.
So if now if it's the fifth time,
listen here.
If we are still fighting about the same thing for the fifth time, then we are not going anywhere because you are not hearing me. I'm not hearing you. So,
over.
That's how. Kasdi,
talk to us.
How do
you fix it?
I have a problem in finding the line.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, I really think I'm doing all right, like the correct job.
Yeah. You hustling.
Only to find out I'm not doing jack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really sometimes I tell her, come to my shows with me.
Yeah.
Just come to my shows with me.
Zagal.
80%, 70% of the time because now my girl is, my friends is my girl's friends now.
Yeah.
You know, her friends is my friend.
Yeah.
So whenever we perform, everyone from our friends comes. You know what I mean? So she's basically all the, after that gig, we go to her place all the time. So I really think like I'm doing a great job.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really feel like, there's something I'm getting wrong.
Yeah.
I'm so narrow-minded in being with her all the time, so she cannot actually think about another girl.
But then it still happens, right? Because then if there's a girl that will approach, then it still happens.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm always...
Four strikes.
Yeah, I'm
always, that's all I got. Four strikes and one mic.
I'm always with you. Now you see a girl with big breasts.
Yeah.
Now you suddenly have a personal vendetta.
But here's my question. Do we go out of our way to make our people understand our type? Because sometimes they can just be threatened by things that are not, we don't even see them, right?
Yeah.
So do we go out of our way to school our people instead of us saying,
No, okay.
Because you got to school your person, right?
Yeah, you school your person, but at the very same time, I chose you. So automatically,
we get that. You've chosen me, sure, but school me in how I should react every time there's somebody that approaches, because those people are going to keep approaching, right? Have you gone out of your way to school them?
I really do. I really tell my girl that. Just like 20 said, it's you, my angel.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I chose you.
No other girl.
But sometimes that's not enough.
That's not enough.
And that comes in.
That's where I don't know how to find the line.
Aha.
I told you what the line is.
Yeah.
I'm already telling you that I chose you.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're now nahanela di type di ing or type yaka, that's why I'm with you.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Now, it's up. It's you. You are the problem because why? You became insecure because you saw a big ass and breasts and you saw me smiling for too long. That's you.
According to you.
According to you. I'm here to reassure you that I don't, that was just a friendly talk.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm holding your hand right now.
Yeah.
We are leaving together.
Yeah.
That girl with the big ass and breasts is going to see that.
Yeah.
You've had my phone the whole time. So there's nothing that, you know,
what
else must I do now?
And there's this new thing where we at a club or we at a party.
Yeah.
We went there together and you with your friends and I'm chilling with mine. if an hour passes without me coming to you and
and acknowledging you,
Ravi, are you good? There's a problem. But and my problem is everybody in the room knows it except me.
You got four strikes.
You got four strikes. That's all I'm giving you. I'm giving you four strikes.
How?
How
does everybody? Look,
I think that's why I'm saying it is, you know, relationships, you gotta go out of your way to understand the other person, right? And whether we like it or not, you know, I sometimes had to learn this, you know, in the years I've been in the industry, that sometimes we get caught up in what we do, that we forget that we drag the people that we are with into this thing. So the best way is kind of to school your person, but also to keep acknowledging your person. You know how women like to piss around you, you know? They're marking their territory, right? So the little kiss, Nyana, if you have to put a timer sometimes, you just put a timer.
That's
and then
mean.
Yeah.
That's
and then you funny. Go and you're like, hey, how's it sharp? I'm not doing right, okay, drinks or whatever. If you take her along, you know, maybe a little kiss on the cheek or a... Because that's what they do even at funerals, right?
One understand.
Because then they're marking their territory.
You know, I really feel like it's different with people.
We can't be throwing stones all the time, right?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really feel like it's very different with people like us, you know, like people in the industry. I really feel
in
like
the hip hop industry.
In the industry in general. You can be an actor.
Mara, hip hop.
Hip hop.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like with my girl. I love my girl.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems because I'm Castino.
Yeah.
You have this thing of, I don't know if it's pride.
Yeah.
Or not trying to take your guard down for me to see your insecurities, your sensitive side, because you dealing with me. If I was an ordinary dude, like I'm going to school or I got a job, I swear my girl would have been able to tell me every single thing.
Yeah.
But because we talked about it and she doesn't want to seem like, because I'm dating you, I don't want to be weak. You still the same old guy as these guys.
Yeah.
They have that. Yeah. Like I see it with my girl and I appreciate that so much. Yeah. I just feel like we should be like that all the time. Not because the fact that you don't want to tell me my problems. I should know if I'm wrong.
My question is, I want to squeeze in these questions because of time. No. Would it be better if you dated somebody who's in the industry?
No. I don't know.
No, man.
Yeah?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because
and I'm maybe not... if you're not a dancer, Arthur.
Ah, wabona.
Do you know what I mean? But it's the same, right? And Lena, maybe she can just spend an hour, you know, while you're at a gig, she's there and she just not acknowledge you for an hour. You know what I mean? And then come back. But Antabu Alimachita, hey, Keda. And then she's pushing a brand, right? Yeah. Would it be better?
I think, now that you put it like that,
yeah.
I think it would be better because if maybe she starts, like, let's say, like now, like I'm already sort of, you know, doing my thing.
Yeah.
And then she's now pops up and she becomes great.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll understand what I'm saying because. As guys, we are different. There's guys that are super possessive.
Yeah.
There are guys that are just possessive.
Yeah.
Then there are guys that are just not possessive.
Yeah.
At all.
Who just have
you know,
them.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, bro. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Then there's guys like myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you are what?
And I'm
possessive.
Nope. I am not super possessive. I'm not super possessive.
So you're like,
I'm not even jealous.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's another thing. That's a problem maybe to a girl. You know? And it's not tabayaori. I'm not jealous or anything like that. But once you bring in stuff like that, it's a problem.
Yeah.
You understand?
Because that means if you are uncomfortable and if you are insecure, then you're going to start making me insecure. Because I'm thinking, would she do this because she thinks that I'm doing it? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So my girl has a lot of guy friends.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't go asking her questions like, ooh, what are you doing with this guy? Why? What? I don't ask her nothing. Like, so how was your night? Oh, no, tell me little mang mang. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That was great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
She will never let that slide.
Yeah.
I had to really just lose all of my friends that were girls.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't because, have none of those anymore.
Yeah.
Because I saw that it made her feel uncomfortable. And listen, I really love chilling with girls.
Yeah.
Because they just always have a lot to say.
Ladies, man.
Yeah.
Ladies, ladies.
Right, we're gonna wrap this up, man. We're chilling. You guys yap a lot.
Facts. I hope this is facts. We're just giving you facts.
I hope y'all don't get into trouble after this.
Before we wrap up, I really want to say,
yeah,
I don't want a famous girl. And I want to say, I had an ex who
was famous.
Who was working as a promoter girl.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very private guy.
Yeah.
You know, like my dad used to tell me that, if your news are on
the streets,
your secrets are on the streets.
You know,
I'm actually a private guy, and for my girl to be seen all the time and to actually go to guys and sell this product and make sure that she sells it by all the means. They touch her, I don't like that, you know. But besides that, I just don't like my girl being
touched.
Seen.
Yeah. Being on the streets.
I don't like that because I'm a private guy.
While you are on the streets.
I'm a private guy, sir.
But I'm saying you are on the streets. You're doing a job on the streets. And she's also a promoter girl doing her job on the streets.
That's not my type.
That used to be your type, right? Because then you broke up with her.
No, she became a promoter girl after
you on the street.
Not because you push in the hustle. Of course, get your money.
Yeah.
But I don't appreciate my girl being touched and actually flirting to sell this thing. I don't like it. Because
you don't own any alcohol brand.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, you don't own any alcohol brand.
It's not even mine. You're not even selling it.
Yeah. You're in our way. Hey, Castillo 2020, man. It was nice hanging out with you, gents.
It was nice.
Anytime, come. You're friends of the show. You're friends of the show. You must come. If the next single comes through, come through. Yeah. You know, you can come here as 20 times as you want to come. and Castino this thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice hanging out with you, gents. And me taking away from this, I want to say that, you know, what we spoke about, you know, free state, stand up, take care of your artists.
Straight up.
And to you guys, I want to say, you know, relationships are hard work.
It really
you
is.
Know, and when you deep in it and you realize that it's been years and you've been with the same person while they've been supporting you do this thing, you realize that, you know, not these girls, they actually don't really matter. You know what I mean? But let's go out there. Let's hustle. Let's do our thing. Let's not lose ourselves. Let's not lose our heads. Let's always just ask for that voice, you know, to remind us when we're becoming big-headed. Because it happens, you know. But yeah, that's about it. Where do we find you on social media, man?
Man, you find us on Twitter at Stino20.
Yeah.
And personally, you find me on Twitter at 2020, no underscore, no nothing.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm about to do it. I was just thinking about it now. Yeah. Get at your boy on Twitter at THWENYTWENY. Let me repeat that for you. At THWENYTWENY. It's your boy.
At Castino the Hero everywhere. At Stino Letweni everywhere. No underscore, none of that.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. The show is called Unleashed, and we'll catch you next Wednesday on CliffCentral.com. And you can catch this podcast on CliffCentral.com. And shout out to Bloom Fandane.
Howie. Cliffcentral.com.